You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a lot of us are looking for ways to make exercise more fun and to feel more motivated. Turns out music might be able to help us with that. We'll hear more from a Wisconsin researcher on music and exercise. Right now, we check in with reporters from around the state for our Wisconsin News Roundup. First, Milwaukee is planning a cleanup of its estuary, one of the most polluted spots on the Great Lakes. Corinne Hess is a WPR News reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Can you describe the estuary and the pollution concerns there, Corey?
Yes, so this area has been polluted for more than 30 years. It's a result of Milwaukee's long manufacturing heritage. And just years ago, there weren't the safety measures in place, the pollution measures in place that we have now. So what has happened is the rivers, the Milwaukee, Menominee, and Kinnickinnick rivers and some local creeks and the lakeshore of Lake Michigan just has a lot of pollution and heavy metals, chemicals from burned oil and gas and coal and garbage from over the years that needs to be cleaned up.
And that takes us to this 8-year plan. What goes into it?
Well, yeah, over the next 8 years, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and our local DNR and local agencies will be spending a little over $29 million to begin the process of this. And they're confident that they can get it cleaned up in 8 years.
And who's picking up the price tag for that $29 million?
Right. So the EPA is going to be paying for about 65%, and then the local governments will be paying for the rest. They're also hoping that some nonprofit organizations will step up and do some of the work. And what the work entails is, you know, feasibility studies, soil testing, and then the sediment cleanup and the ultimate removal of some of this.
And the goal here is to make this, right now it's regarded as one of the most polluted sites in the Great Lakes. Is the goal to kind of turn that status around?
Yeah, so this estuary is one of five sites in Wisconsin that is listed on an area of concern list, which is considered one of the most contaminated sites on the Great Lakes. And the goal is to remove it from that list. And so that happens once the toxic sediment is removed and that this area is restored so the water is considered safe for people to use for fishing and recreation.
Corey, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Corinne Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. She talked with us about an 8-year plan to clean up the Milwaukee estuary, as we just heard, one of the most polluted spots right now in the Great Lakes. Now, the chancellor at UW-Whitewater said in a campus-wide letter that in order to address a drop in revenue, the school is considering cuts to faculty and staff. Davey Shastri is the education reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Davey, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
What have we seen in terms of enrollment at UW-Whitewater, and what has that meant for the revenue there?
Yeah, so the chancellor's letter from late last week said that enrollment has been declining at UW-Whitewater on the main campus since 2016. That year it topped out at a little over 12,600 students. And since then, they've seen a little over an 8% drop. So that translates to $11 million less in tuition revenue for the university based off of the university's numbers.
What kind of cuts, then, is the administration at UW-Whitewater talking about?
So in his letter to the campus earlier, in the days past, he said that there would be some combination of contract non-renewals, reduction in appointment times, and then layoffs. And layoffs was obviously the big word that, raised concerns on campus. There's nothing clear on how many. And it's also in recent days, as this conversation has progressed, the administration has kind of changed their pitch a little bit, saying that that was meant to start a conversation and that nothing is set in stone.
Right. This sounds like a beginning of a process to decide what the cuts will be. Does that sound about right?
It seems like it, but if you talk to faculty, they'd also tell you, in a lot of faculty in leadership positions, that like these conversations have been going on for the past couple weeks. So it's moving very quickly, and then it got to the point of issuing this letter to the university, and it's moving forward from there. So yeah, it is a very fresh conversation, but it also sounds like decisions are moving quickly.
You write in your piece that UW-Whitewater is not the only college in the state that's dealing with this issue, revenue loss because of declining enrollment and potential cuts. Where else are we seeing this in the state?
Yeah, a lot of universities are starting to struggle with this. And if they're not seeing current deficits or losses in revenue, they're trying to be proactive about like anticipated losses. UW-Oshkosh a couple of years ago said that they had a $9.5 million budget gap, and then they have been trying to deal with that through some early retirement offers most recently. They also were looking at not reappointing some people on short-term contracts. Then UW-Stevens Point made a lot of headlines when they said, you know, they weren't able to keep the university as large as it is because of an enrollment, and they tried to cut a bunch of majors, including history, and they ended up backing away from that because they shrunk by 130 faculty and staff positions over like 6 years. And even on the private side, universities are starting to get nervous about this. And Marquette University here in Milwaukee, which is, you know, the largest private university in the state, they had layoffs and shrunk by 2.5% of their faculty and staff size. And their president has been talking a lot about getting prepared for these declines in enrollment that are projected over the next 5 to 10 years.
Davey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Davey Shastri covers education for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She talked with us about staffing cuts being considered at UW-Whitewater, and she wraps up our weekly roundup of news from around Wisconsin. Now we head to Wood County in central Wisconsin, where the owner of a cheese factory is being charged with defrauding dozens of farmers out of their milk payments. Nathaniel Shuda is an editor at the Oshkosh Northwestern and a breaking news reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. Nathaniel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
It was announced yesterday that the owner of Dairy State Cheese in Rudolph has been charged with apparently stealing from dairy farmers in the area. Can you talk about what happened here?
Sure. So what the DOJ is saying is that the owner, Michael Moran, tried to skim money from dairy farmers. So what would happen is that the USDA sets the price of milk, and if the cheesemaker then goes and gives them less than that amount, they're charged with or they're supposed to then turn around and cut a check for the difference. And what the DOJ is alleging is that Mr. Moran then turned around and pocketed those checks and kept the money for himself.
Right. So they actually, they're fraudulently signing these checks. Can you talk about the mechanics of this, I guess, alleged scam?
Sure. So he would write out checks to the dairy farmers for the amount that was owed as directed by a USDA auditor. And then when the auditor left, what the DOJ says is that that he then turned around and signed those checks, put them into his cash register, and then at the end of the week deposited them into his bank account.
And how did this come to light?
So the USDA, which oversees this process, got a complaint in February of 2017. So at that point, the USDA started investigating, and it took several months for them to gather enough evidence. And then they turned that evidence over to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, which then did its own investigation leading up to the charges that were filed this week.
And as we wrap up, is there a timeline on the trial and what this could mean for the farmers?
There is an initial court appearance scheduled for February that is coming up. And I was told by an attorney for the company that they anticipate all of the farmers will get back the money that they were owed.
Nathaniel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Nathaniel Sciutto with the Oshkosh Northwestern and USA Today Network Wisconsin, bringing us up to date on a story of alleged fraud at a state cheese manufacturing place.